It opens into an 80-foot corridor, which ends in a dead end.
Fecking corridor.
At the end, there is a door in the north wall and a door in the south wall.
An 80-foot corridor with a far door.
Okay. Advance down the corridor.
Okay.
Cautiously.
Two doors opposite each other.
Looking up.
Two doors opposite each other?
There are two doors opposite each
other. Can we actually see which side is the...
like this.
Oh, right, okay, fine. Listen.
The north has female voices.
Oh, yeah. The north has female voices.
Yes.
What are they saying?
They seem to be discussing various things, what's happened today.
Shall I sneak up?
How much their legs hurt.
In what language?
They're speaking in common.
Wow.
How much each of their eight legs hurts.
Shall I go up and sneak a look through the keyhole?
Have you got the keyhole?
Maybe.
Through the keyhole.
I shall sneak.
The invisible halfling.
They have quite
Who lives
musical
in a
voices.
Dungeon like this?
Steve, it's over to you, because you know everything.
What are you doing?
He says I'm going up to the door, sneaking, invisible, and going to look through the keyhole, like I said 3 times.
You look through the keyhole.
Really? Got one.
A chamber, which is dark. In the chamber you see the silhouettes of two humanoid shapes.
You see all the way down to the bottom half of them.
Do they have 2 legs?
They have 2 legs, they're humanoid.
And another 2 legs?
They look reasonably willowy.
I go back.
They're skinny, kill them!
They are skinny and they have 2 legs and it's dark in there. And they are willowy.
Willowy. It might be...
Is the door locked?
Imprisoned elves.
I don't know how to tell that one.
Yes. Stop making drow noises. Yes.
Is the door locked?
Yes.
Door is locked. I believe.
Is it trapped?
Do I believe it is trapped?
Do you believe? Disbelieve!
Disbelieve the trap.
It's probably...
It doesn't hurt as much.
Search for traps.
More traps than ever before.
What's 19 plus 13?
That'll do, mate. It's not... You don't think it's trapped.
Don't think it's trapped.
Okay, would you like to try and unlock it and we'll stand guard on you?
Okay, locked.
When we say stand guard, we mean actually
I stand next to it with my magic. 25.
To unlock the door.
You don't manage it.
Oh,
this lock is very well made.
Shall we knock?
There's an invisible...
Won't that make him appear?
No, because it's not an attack.
Knock makes noise, though, doesn't it? A lot of, doesn't it? Does it bang?
It's not an aggressive act.
I thought it was a noise. I used to have to actually loudly knock on the door.
Let's just double check in the mighty term of all knowledge, go to the SM.
Just wondering whether you'd consider it if it was knowing there's no door or anything between you and bad.
E-F-G-H-I-K-K. Knocked. Flipping heck, there's so many
verbs. Challenge,
Dave.
Verbal. That's it.
Open.
No.
Okay.
Open.
Just verbal. You cast the spell knock.
Open sentence.
That's only for effect.
So I don't the door clicks open. I don't know what that noise is.
Sounds like a swarm of bats.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes.
Probably a swarm of bats.
Bats duck!
I think it's a bat belt on a car.
Yeah, it could be. Right. Yes, the door open. The door clicks.
Darlings, coming into roost. Get that.
I open the door.
I didn't think there was
you
open
the door. This small chamber is dark and humid.
Not anymore.
A wide bed takes up most of the room, which holds no other furniture. The silhouette of 2 elven females lie upon the bed in the darkness. Their half-naked bodies are bruised and battered. There is fear in their eyes. They look at you and back away into the corner, mildly squealing and cuddling towards themselves.
I speak to them in Elvish. Say, aha, we've come to save you.
No, first of all, ask them if they have any names.
Do you have a name?
Yes, Dan!
No,
they back far into the corners. They cuddle together in the corner.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Hot elf action.
They're not elven lesbians.
Oh, we could still make not, money off that.
Not until we get the Book of Rubicon.
I can get you one Thursday.
I think it's prestige class, isn't it?
Let's not unless it's free. It's not, book
not quite
using.
That.
It's not a book I'll use very often.
Oh, you, well, yeah, right. Yeah, we'll see.
There's no need to fear us. We're here to take you away from here.
They're very scared. They back away. They sort of tremble.
Isn't there a friend spell?
The invisible hat wishes to be your friend.
Have you met our invisible friends? Woohoo! You have invisible friends, and they're both short.
I really want to go and touch them though.
Oh, sex them up.
You want to join in the elven lesbian
and the invisible halfling action.
Step into the room.
Yep.
Lay down my lantern.
Yep.
And extend a hand to them.
They're back away.
We're not here to harm you.
They look like they've have suffered from your vast medical knowledge. Probably extended abuse.
Extended over many years.
Who has done this to you? We will kill them!
If there's a big brute down the corridor,
back
or
away.
Not.
As you threaten to kill anything.
But we will...
Fluffy bunnies.
Yeah.
I'll leave it up to him. I back out of the room. And go listen at the door next door.
The next door's quiet.
Isn't that close? Oh, I got a laser up at her.
Is it locked?
Oh.
Yes.
Wonder if this works.
That's a lot of good things.
Balin, are you here?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Hello, I'm here.
Where's that?
What?
Hello?
Yeah. Well, you want to have a look at this door?
You're on greater invisibility. You can attack him. You can make a difference.
I don't know.
Poke. Is the door...
Think about God. That'll make you feel better.
Is it locked?
God.
Has it got a trap?
Yes.
They sort of look at you.
What colour's their skin?
Hmm?
What colour's their skin?
Elven coloured.
What kind of elf?
They're not a drow. I'd have told them if they were a drow.
They're shiny, happy elves, not evil, evil, dark elves.
Not all elves. Dark elves.
I realise they're not shiny, shiny, happy elves at the moment, but normally they would be.
Yes. Have you seen the song?
No, they're normal elves.
Right. Wrong elves.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
I roll the number. That's 19. Plus. Something
searched for
traps on the other door.
Okay.
Yeah, 19 and 13.
Another 32.
You don't think it's trapped?
I don't think it's trapped.
Actually, greater invisibility only lasts for.
I will.
Not that long.
Oh, 20.
Very good. What does that get you?
Well, 20 is 60.
Yeah.
Well, I have open lock at 19, so I just got 39 to open the lock.
Is difficult. But it clicks open. And
you're going to be visible soon. Nine rounds.
Should be visible already.
Yeah, invisible.
It took us minutes to get through that, won't it?
Yeah.
I open the door and have a look in.
I'm sure it used to be a lot better.
You push the door open.
Yeah.
You hear a hiss and a click, and you are surrounded by a pillar of flame.
Lovely.
Yeah, 15d6.
Shoot!
I assume you might get a saving throw.
You do.
15d6. Lordy.
It's the size of a flame strike.
Oh dear. That'll get everybody then.
I mean, it's a big area, isn't it?
I have Ring of Evasion.
And get me at the on the side of the room.
And me, who's in the other section of the dungeon.
Talking to
and
the
me,
elves.
And who didn't go in the dungeon at all. I'm just
a figment
of your
own imagination. Because it's the two elves as well.
We all went home between
As you come out of the shower, you realise that we're here.
Dream.
It's
a witch halfway
How many dice are you rolling there?
15.
That's a lot. Listen to it. Listen to the doom.
That'll make me... Evade.
I've got
a reflex.
What does Ring of Evasion do?
It won't be TPK. I'm not in the area.
I'm well away. We're nowhere near.
Oh, that's well under average.
Good.
Yeah.
You got improved evasion.
Yeah.
20.
So if you make your saving, you take half at maximum. And if you make your saving throw, you get none.
26.
That'll probably do you. Yeah.
19 plus whatever. Reflex.
Yeah.
26.
What'd you get?
21. Might not be enough. Should be enough.
45.
Okay.
45. You need a mere 17.
26.
For half damage.
Everyone saves.
Okay. Everyone saves. So here's
the invasion. You take shag. Oh,
yay!
You take.
Dwarf rocks!
20,
22.
22, take
10
off that.
Well, are you fire resistant?
Oh yeah, that was just heating up. Oh yeah.
Thought you said this wasn't trapped.
Trapped? Oh my
god. I think we've surely needed a 35 to spot that one.
I think we've come into a very, very bad area.
The women that you're talking to squeal and crawl in front of them to the corner.
I'll head out to the corridor to find out what the hell that was.
There's a trap on this door.
I tried to find it, but I couldn't.
Anything in the room?
It's reset.
Not a major trap, then.
This room is small.
No one seems hurt.
The small room is dark and empty.
A little bit crispy.
And deep gouges line the wall. Stone surface is blanketed with an undisturbed layer of dust.
Nothing there.
High in fat? Low in fat?
Dust.
Yes!
Here we go again.
Okay. Right, yes. The women are cowering in the corner.
But I close the door.
Look at the damage we have taken.
Go back into the other room, go. Sorry, that was me. Just check in the other
room.
That's
really bad indigestion you've got there.
Nobody in there.
Not funny when you like
farts,
you know.
Sorry?
Well,
it's not a very elvish thing to say, is it?
I'm sure you should think an elf would find it funny.
I pick up my lantern, dust it up a bit. And
I hear something down the corridor.
Well, if you're not coming to...
It's the sound of a terrible thing, of nightmares.
If you're not coming with us to get out of here, then I'm loath to leave you here.
They kind of look at you.
Can't we do the usual? Come with us if you want to live.
They seem to relax a little bit.
Isn't nice.
Speaking to you.
He's just been singed.
You're back away as you dive in and wave at them.
Hello.
Dive in. Don't dive in.
Friend.
They're like rabbits.
Friend,
I'll teach you the elven for friend.
Okay.
Melon. Teach you the elven for friend.
Melon.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can speak to him in elven as well.
Yes.
I will do.
I think I might be able to as well.
You all speak elven?
Yes,
well,
yes, I
do. Maybe not all.
I actually do.
All ballad dwarfs speak elven.
I speak draconic, which is far better.
I speak draconic as well, but I don't think it'll help.
No. Hello, right. Pretty ladies.
I show them my weasel.
They run like hell.
I give them some pretty silk. So
they look half naked.
Exactly.
Clothe them. Give us some clothes. We've got piles of the stuff.
I dig out my spare set of clothes.
Okay.
And hand them over.
Oh, we've got loads of crimson robey
purple
stuff
silk.
There. Purple silk. Got loads of that.
Yes, but it's just the
ready-made clothes. Ready-made clothes.
Okay. Yeah, that at least ties in with the party colour scheme.
Yeah.
Not my
play.
Party colour scheme, isn't it?
It's blue, I imagine.
Someone's not.
They look at your clothes for a minute. And your silk. And they put the silk down a minute. And they sort of half the clothes between them.
Something clever, wasn't it?
Yeah. One gets the trousers, one gets the tunic. They sort of rearrange their rags to cover most of the rest of their modesty.
They belt
their tunic up.
Actually,
and it looks like a very mini skirt.
Elves don't really have modesty, do they?
Yeah, probably will be.
Well, he's probably a bit taller than them.
Yes.
So he's come. Reasonably
that makes them headbands.
And look chunkier than them. Probably, yes.
They both go in the same dress.
They nod slowly and look at each other.
Have you got food to give them?
Not yet.
Not at all? Nothing you've left from Bastion?
I hold up my hand.
I've stopped eating.
You've stopped eating.
They sort of move forward very slowly towards the door. And one reaches out a hand, the other one holding on to her friend.
Okay, fine.
Tempting is it for me to shout BOO really loudly?
wait till they actually put their hand in mine.
She does.
And then lead them out.
Looking really, really, really cautious.
Uh-huh. Are we taking them to the giant toad monster? Or
the sacrifice!
Thing with the giant four-arm thing with the two vulture monsters?
We're not.
So we'll be going back the
is
way
that
we
not
came.
The price, the toll price for crossing this.
Should we ask them what...
Perhaps they will be safer in the
bag of holding?
No.
Shiny room of happy goodness?
Yes.
You're going back to
the
corpse
room again. Just no!
No, the room next to the corpse room.
The beanbag room.
Yes, taking these two scared elves, battered women, to a room of corpses, I fear may disturb them.
Yes. Just a little.
this is where we keep our dead friends. Would you like to join them?
you pass through the first few rooms. They get into...
Have we gone back into the region?
The you walk through it, you kill them.
Well, there's nowhere else we can go.
I just like the fact you go through one door and you're in hell, and you go back to the other door. Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's the corpse room.
This is the door to hell.
Is that the corpse room?
Yes.
Yeah. So where do you rest?
Here.
Which is in room...
C65.
Alright, just checking. Do you have to go through 66 to get to it?
Yeah, I'm 67. I'm 68.
God, it's going back a bit.
Are they going to be quite vomity?
Isn't there a silvery weapon rack in 67?
Yes.
67 and in 61.
And the gold one, actually.
They enter the room prior to the one you want to take them into.
Oh.
And
explode. Blow chunks.
Quite possibly.
They scream in terror.
Oh, good. They're not nice.
And look terrified. Absolutely terrified.
Yes, yes.
Trying to calm them down.
They're very, very scared.
Just drag them through.
Try and disbelieve the illusion.
Well, if you've got evil elves.
Eventually, they calm down. After maybe 5 minutes or so. They just still look very on edge, just looking around the room.
Fine. You'll be fine here. It's safe here.
Safe. We're just going to go and get killed.
I'm going to take them into the next room.
The chill-out room.
With the sofas.
The sofas. Oh, there's something quality about having sofas in a dungeon, isn't it? Yeah. It's just like, oh yeah. Fantastic.
You walk into the Hall of Goodness, as it says.
Hall of Goodness.
Is what it's called. They still look nervous.
My God, several pages
They look
now.
At each other quite
We jumped that far ahead in a dungeon.
You've jumped three dungeons.
We're almost halfway through.
Yeah, you've jumped three.
Yeah, but how much further are we going to go through this section, given the two things?
Yeah,
well, yeah.
I'll go back to see, shall I?
Yeah, so we might need to explore a different way.
We can take a door.
They look at each other and sit down.
So
it's
this door.
Yeah, if they sit down on the chairs,
were there any doors further along? I don't
know. Yeah, a bit north further along.
Take my pack off and rummage around it and go, ooh, you might need this. And then you just get out.
Okay. A lot of their bruising is old. Some of it is fresh, but most of it's quite old. It looks like they've been constantly tortured.
I can give them potions.
Oh, yeah, I can make them feel good.
Some of the potions might even help.
If I mix these two together and shake.
Are they actually injured at the moment?
They're bruised and battered. Yeah, they're mildly injured. They're not seriously injured.
I give them two of my light blue potions. I know what they are.
Yeah.
Maybe save it.
Yeah, maybe save those for later, Phelan.
Oh, but I can make the pretty ladies better.
As can Mistra.
Oh, I've never
yet
to do anything.
You get to look for traps, and
I can.
And how good are you at that?
I can calm emotion. I can calm emotion. I'm gonna do that.
Oh, can you? Can you calm emotion?
Yay!
You're casting your spell, are you?
Yeah.
Go for it. That's a good one.
It's a scroll, so do I just use magic
device? I'll use it up.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it a clerical spell? Clerical scroll.
Yeah.
Then you should cast. Oh, it's not on a list, is it?
It's on a list.
Yes. Make me roll.
In the meantime, I cast Cure Light Wounds on both of them.
17. What am I adding? Use magic.
Use magic device.
17 plus 12.
29.
Yeah.
Calm emotion.
I don't think so. I think it's only one target.
Well, I'll get the most stressed.
It looks a bit more relaxed.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Basically, there's a set. There's a set from like Angry Bastard down to Your Best Friend. And there's like 8 steps in between.
Well, it's creatures in a 20-foot radius spread.
Everyone.
Oh, everyone's.
Everyone mellows.
Oh, everyone.
Everyone's chilling out on the
sofa. In the scum.
The words disappear as you read them.
We're all calm. Flame strike, yeah, whatever.
I can do fire trap.
Oh, God.
Probably not the best thing to be doing.
Sure. And.
I'm happy.
Wow, you're so going to have to go back through all this mess now.
No, we can plough on into region G.
There's no way we're attacking either of those.
Can't we just sneak past?
No.
Oh.
the problem was beyond them, there were doors.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they might notice the door opening.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I cast Kill Light Wounds on them.
Yeah. That looked like an exciting region as well.
And I have a horrible feeling that the Gabrazu couldn't have cast True Seeing or something.
Pretty much it will.
I feel like Wings does a lot.
Yeah, tens of million. They look much better.
Hooray! Now we arm them and bring them with us as henchmen.
Yes. Just don't ask what happened to our last sets of henchmen.
Here's a knife. Come with us. Kill anything that trespasses.
Rules of the party.
We are rebuilding our group.
And you must never ever ask what happened to the last lot of henchmen. Or the henchmen before that, or before that.
So what are your names?
They look at each other again. They're very, very nervous.
They don't want any food.
I'm
Ferret.
You don't
feed them. Water, even.
This is Faden. And Balazar. Hello. And Wilbrin.
Hello.
Hello. I'm the nice one. You should trust me.
Hello, lassies.
I can draw you diamonds. I just have to practice.
She has our own ways, does our halfling.
I'll draw some bread. Can I draw some bread?
Oh, can you draw some food, actually?
Yeah, can
you
I draw... Can
do, food and drink. 2,000 gold pieces worth of the finest food and drink you can think of.
Do they have names?
Lobster.
If you want.
End, or do they just...
2,000 gold pieces worth of food is quite good.
I am Tarandrella.
I know that name.
Nice to meet you.
I know that name.
That's a very pretty name.
You read my book?
No. That's
a
name ripped off something.
Are you suggesting plagiarism at the world's largest dungeon?
Let's just suggest that in 800 pages they probably have recycled a few D&D names.
Elminster. I'm sure I've heard that somewhere
before. Yeah. Elminster the level 26 Glab Reserve.
His alter ego.
And your friend?
She's called Drusilla.
Drusilla?
Kill her, she's a vampire!
Fangs a lot, guys.
It's clearly a vampire.
I'm drawing bread. I'm drawing bread.
Make me a craft feast.
Craft painting check. Draw
I
a feast. Draw everything. Draw
your bread tastes like shit because it doesn't look like
2,000 gold pieces of bread. That's a lot.
I got 10.
Some shapeless mass drops off the wall.
But lots
We're hungry.
Lots of fruit and vegetables and nice wholesome stuff just appears at the command of Tharys.
Wow! Your man's quite good.
Imagine what 2,000 gold pieces worth of food would look like.
We are. It's quite a
drawn by Phelan.
What she needs to do is draw a big box with food written on the side.
Yeah, that's a very shoddy box. Yeah. Where all the stuff on the inside is very nice.
The perspective on this box is all wrong. It's like it's in some other dimension.
12.
It's a very shoddy box. You need to learn.
Perhaps you should have written...
I draw a stick man with a knife to stab the GM.
You probably should have drawn iron rations on the side.
Iron.
Otherwise it'll go off.
Weaver biscuits. Yeah, we're rather hungry. We haven't eaten for a while.
What happens if I draw a stick, man?
Some of us don't have to eat.
Nothing. They can't make live creatures. They only make items.
What about golems?
No magical.
I draw a bottle of wine because even Lindsay, can draw a bottle of wine. Am I drawing a sheep?
No, but you are not your half.
Oh no! You've inadvertently drawn a bottle of Lambrini.
Even worse, I've drawn a bottle of red wine.
With all those colours, you picked the red one. No, you've done worse. You've drawn a bottle of blue wine.
Yeah. Blue nun.
Blue nun.
Yeah. No, actually blue wine. Says wine, spelt wrong.
I'd save those precious drawings.
W-H-I-N-E. That's how you spell wine.
You're all a shower of bastards.
A shower of bastards? That's a collective noun.
Yes, apparently it is a collective noun for bastards, it's a shower. Yes. You are a shower of bastards. Pride of lions, a flock of sheep.
A shower of seagulls. Bastards,
right. And flock of sheep.
A flock of sheep. Flock of seagulls.
Herd of cows, and shower of bastards.
Unkindness of ravens.
Yes. Indeed, unkindness.
There's a murder of ravens.
Murder of crows.
Murder of crows.
Yes.
Unkindness. So,
what? Murder. Put that one up, I wonder.
Crows have seemed to
linguists,
make
I believe the collective term is fucking waste of time of linguists.
A fucking waste of time of linguists.
They could be yes, but they're much more popular when they're cunning
a piece of fruit and eat it.
They reach out and pick up various fruits and then slowly start to eat.
Oh no, it's with an ugly fruit.
With their forked
tongue.
I've had one of those. They are quite ugly. What were they?
A grapefruit and a lime or something, aren't they?
Lime fruit.
What's the one that smells like sweaty feet?
Passion fruit.
Sharon fruit, I think.
No, it's not. It's a bizarre...
Asian
one. Sharon. Oh, it stinks to high heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but I've smelled
it.
I don't know what it's called, but I have smelled it.
It's a big lump of crap.
Yeah. 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 But you probably have to boil the tits out of to make it taste
anything. No, apparently it's one of those things that's really, really nasty and thus has become a delicacy.
Like flamingos.
And oysters.
Tigers.
Not an entire tiger, no.
Do not recommend
live tigers. I'll have a live tiger, please.
Live tiger.
Oh my!
Right, oh, yes. Oh. Anyway,
dungeon on.
They start to eat their
fruit a little. They look a little happier.
They eat their persimmons.
I eat none of your food. I can draw my own.
You force the foul concoction.
I drew a banana.
You eat the bread that you drew. Good luck.
I got 9.
Go on, eat your bread.
Straight.
I got plantain.
It's a plantain.
Yeah.
It's not a banana, it's a plantain.
Oh. Right, I'm eating too, because I haven't eaten in a while.
I drew a dead fish as crossing the river. I got 18!
Yes, a fish drops off.
Woohoo!
It has crosses for eyes.
A fish.
Looks nice. Was it cooked or raw?
Cooked.
It's 2,000 GP's worth of fish. Is that like
extra
supreme coin
cost?
It's the maximum you can
do. I made a fish. Look.
How big a fish did you draw?
It's a shark.
It's a shark. You drew it. Woomph.
But it's easier to get the dew gels in when it's big.
It looks like that, in fact.
Did you have to draw the teeth so bloody big?
Looks like a lap safe fish.
A lap safe.
Yes, we possess.
Yes, it is a lap
safe
fish.
No, it's
fish.
Not.
Actually, it doesn't feel very lap
safe. No, it is a lap safe. It has no core. It's a
lap. Smack yourself on the head.
So it's hard, admittedly, but just otherwise.
Ow!
The only reason it's not lap safe is because of his area. If it was
That bloody hurts! That is not lap safe. No wonder his shop shut. Now.
No. It is technically lap safe.
Hal hit me over the head.
I don't care what technicality is. It's not lap safe.
It breaks the wings. That's true. If it's
cold. Yeah, it would beat it
also technically means you could use it as a throwing fish.
Yes, you can.
Oh!
So if you could punch bits.
Give.
You'd have someone's eye out.
This is not a lap
safe.
I got my
fingers
stuck in it once.
So don't do it again, stupid.
Let me show you the lap safe.
Look, see, I can get my fingers stuck.
It's not very lap safe.
Got a fish stuck on my finger.
Toes stuck up taps so the firemen can come and get them out of bath.
Or is it the people who accidentally fall onto their vacuum cleaners while naked?
I hoover in the nude all the time. Who doesn't?
Get like serious knob lacerations.
I want to. Not when I'm drinking, please. I'm going to hoover in the nude.
You can do it tomorrow. Oh.
I'd be wearing
when
a
you get better, you can hoover in the nude.
She was not naked, she was wearing a bandage.
Naked, but for a bandage and a hoover bag.
And some crutches.
Unfortunately, the hoover doesn't have a bag, it's dark.
Yes. It's a bagless vacuum.
That sucks.
You'd be able to see exactly what had been sucked out of it.
Intestine!
Oh, I'm sure I need that kidney.
Where, oh, where did that come from? You see a dice snuck your crack, you're gonna know about it.
Yeah.
You can barely pull stuff off the end of it.
Yeah, that's the problem with it, it doesn't lose any suction.
No! As it's sucking your guts out your asshole, or what have you.
That sounds like way more implicit. I'm sure the devils and demons have thought of lots of unpleasant ways to die that we took.
Yes, like summon a Dyson and jam its hose up your crack.
The Dyson demon.
I'll shoot myself with my fish.
Let's get dungeon on. Yes. We're not going back to region G because it's bad and nasty. And we have nothing but redheaded stepchilds compared to the things in there right now.
I think you like smoking bacon.
I don't really, but I really want Pringle bacon because they're fat there.
I'm so. calming the elves down. Oh dear.
Is he tormenting you?
Oh dear.
Shower of bastards!
But I'm only singular.
Well, you're up there laughing.
Look where a box of frogs comes from.
Mad as a box of frogs.
Mad as a box of frogs. Or a bag of spanners.
Anyway,
yes.
Mad as cheese on toast.
Mad as cheese, yes. I've never quite understood that expression.
Cheese being quite unmad.
Yeah, although I've never understood why people want cheese with fruitcake either.
Yeah,
That's the taste of it.
Right. We let them eat and tend their wounds and
they very lightly.
Hopefully they
tend their wounds, but don't they lick them like a cat?
They sort of start to talk only very briefly and only when you ask them direct questions.
Where is the exit?
What are you doing here?
Where are the rebel plans?
Are you lesbians?
Do you wish to become lesbians?
We have a contract.
I do believe some of you haven't seen a woman in a while. That's not been failing.
I'm all woman.
Actually, you're mostly
jewellery. Just the size of an 8-year-old. Or less.
Stoned in metal.
At some point it's about eight-day-old fetus at one point.
Oh.
This high.
Dear.
It's not the size that's
counted,
what you do with it.
They
split him up.
Eventually, no. They tell a tale of how they both came in here with three or four of their friends, and how they adventured through here for a while and were captured by a huge demon and locked in that room. And periodically, they were tortured over many, many years.
Does the sound of the demon seem familiar to his description?
Giant forearm demon? I think we're going to have a good guess at which one it was.
It was a giant forearm demon.
Right.
So you've explored much of this region?
No, not really.
Did you come through this region?
I do not remember.
Years ago, and they have been systematically tortured since then.
A little bit of
forgetfulness is probably allowed.
Remember, are you not following?
Aggressive hypnotherapy.
No. Don't you remember, you love each
other? No, they're no, the elves.
They're dying for a good hard boning.
I have a toe bone.
I have a filleting rack.
Please bone me.
So, don't!
Oh.
I just have the most awful thought.
Isn't that deep boning? How to make a gelatinous cube.
Oh, this is just turning into an awful, awful session. Can we just, like... This is one of the most depraved sessions we've had in a long time.
I'll have to put three or four explicit tags on this.
You're not kidding.
I think it's the influence of being Al and Lindsay.
Yeah,
clearly.
It's just, this is one of the most depraved ever.
Do you know what it is, don't you? Yeah. Rather than being Paul's room where you've got a window and a fireplace and some stuff, it's all the things on the walls that you're going, oh, things.
There's not that much stuff in my room.
There's lots of stuff in here, love.
Actually, I've been going through the books saying, I've got that one.
Yeah.
Got that one.
So, let's go on. They're talking and moving and waiting.
What do you need to do? What do you still do, profession-wise?
They're
exotic dancers.
Just leave it alone!
Extremely useful profession for us.
Skilled in arms.
Arms?
So you gave him four arms.
Not that
boom,
not
boom,
that kind
boom.
Of arms, maybe.
I was...
For crimes against comedy.
Right, we've got a druid here.
No. I'm an arms martial type as well. I hunt.
You used to range through the wilds.
Yeah.
I was a ranger.
A power ranger?
Go. Exactly why I'm renaming the classes and setting them right.
Ranged far and wide?
I preferred to think of a name for fighter that wasn't warrior, because there's already an NPC class of warrior. Man at arms. Everyone would be making He-Man jokes all the way through it.
Who the hell is called Man at Arms?
It's like going, hi, my name's Baker.
You'll find it's this particular action figure you can buy in Toys R Us and many popular toys.
Well.
No,
he had
Teela.
Teela. Was he like woman at arms?
Kind of, yeah. She was kind of bint at arms.
Who was Man at Arms and the sorceress's daughter.
Oh, yeah. And then she...
Yeah. Whenever did they get
on?
Did you see
point?
His moustache?
Oh, she liked it. Maybe there is an episode
of the new one where there's a flashback.
He
doesn't have his moustache and he's quite bad.
You can see him back in the 70s when he does have his moustache and his little suit walking along.
I've come to fix your washing machine. Oh, yeah.
first.
I have.
There's a problem with your plumbing. Let me examine the pipes. There is a blockage. I will unblock it with my plunger.
Sorry. Yes. One plunger.
On a particular finger of your fist.
What would you like to send, darling?
You're going to give them knives and armour and swords and hammers.
I was going to give them a dagger each and a sling.
Right.
Or last spare... Oh no, I've got spare short sword as well.
The last time we tooled up NPCs...
And we've got spare leather armour.
Is it halfling size leather armour?
No, it's not. It's not why I'm not wearing it. It's medium.
What is that picture? That's very cool.
One of the elves.
I was very bored one day.
That's very cool.
Okay. I'm going to
take a picture of that and put it up on the website.
Oh, I've got a better one.
Wood.
Hey.
Hey, wood.
And a number of other ones.
A celestial snake. Who obviously hangs out a lot with Kodo, because they don't say much.
I was playing with Paul Stamps.
Oh, yes.
I was trying to make...
More dungeon stamps. We need more dungeon stamps.
Is the Kodo hide back?
Still have to finish that quest.
So, one of them has some armour.
Yes.
Now. There's a short sword.
Which one are you armouring? Drusilla or Taran?
Whoever wants it, I'm giving it to them. I'm not saying you must wear this and you must wear this.
Yeah. Perhaps if one of them puts the leather armour on, the other person can be fully dressed.
Blind mail somewhere.
Have a look in the bag of holdings, see what we can yank out.
I think we left that though.
Is it orcish?
Because it was.
Do we find any armour in the dragon lair?
No. I think it is.
We left the chain, the whatever it was, because none of us could use it.
Oh, we didn't have a bag of holding.
We didn't have a bag of holding.
Was it in the giant way?
I don't know.
Giant sized.
Large?
I don't think so.
No, there was a lovely suit of armour that I would have loved if I'd still been grouped.
It was plate mail, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was plate, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
because I suggested you were slightly unkind. Sorry.
They have a silver dagger each.
Yeah.
A spare sling.
You have a silver dagger?
Oh, my God.
It's sitting there, didn't it?
And a short sword and leather armour.
Right, they divvy it up between them.
Now we can go and take the club resume.
Drusilla gets the leather armour.
Oh, yeah.
Tarandrella looked at the sling and hands it you back.
Oh.
Oh, they've obviously recovered well. Now they're unimpressed.
I'm not very good with it.
I'll give you lessons. Look, look, look.
I'm
more proficient with bow.
Fine, use
this.
I don't have a second bow now. I thought you had a spare bow. I thought you had a corpse of the ranger.
I mean, we've
got the corpses.
Yeah, that's it.
If we really want to arm them up.
Let's arm them up. Ranger stuff on ranger body. Well, let's go
get
ranger stuff.
It's not unreasonable.
Sally's got a tail hole where her bum would be.
That's fine. They can go around with a buttless... a dwarf standing at the back of the path.
Not concentrating.
Paul, make me a concentration check. Every spell you can.
It's an elf, remember, you don't like elves.
No.
Elf butt hanging out the back.
It's not nearly hairy enough to interest you.
Yeah, you need a good hairy dwarf woman crack.
I don't know, I have no hair anymore. I'm kind of getting to know. I'm used to it.
Talk about pant beard. Must be nice. Nothing like a good dwarf.
I would have been killing someone.
Nothing like a good hairy bit between the cleavage. Round the nipples.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with hairy nipples.
No.
Just all wax right.
On a man.
It's when you can crochet between the two of you have to worry.
When you stick together like Velcro, you've got to worry.
Well, that only happened because you are the hairiest man on earth.
I am so not.
Oh, I've seen hairier.
Not a hairy
man. Have you now?
excuse me, you know, just forfeited your rights about moaning about the game going off track, because that is the most distracting thing you've ever said.
I won't go into it. Anyway, there's a dwarf.
What's Steve Dockrell? You can't tell if the man's wearing a jumper or not.
Even says Pringle across the front.
So, anyway, yes,
Let's borrow the ranger clothes and they can sew up the butthole themselves.
It's not really suitable. It's
why does the ranger have a hole in its clothes?
It's a lizard, it's a lizard man.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really
well, I was more thinking the plus two mighty bow.
Yes.
The weapons and stuff like that.
Looking at her, I don't think she's strong enough to use it.
Oh.
She can have my bow. I'll take the plus two mighty bow.
Yeah. We work it out. It's all good.
Well, taking the body, bow off the body, what are you doing?
Yeah, fine.
I'll say some prayers to Helm and point out we need this and we're sorry and we'll give it back if we raise you from the dead.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. She takes the bow.
The dragons! The Super Bowl!
She looks around for arrows.
What happens to them?
Yeah.
She puts on a quiver of your arrows and she practices with the bow.
Can I draw? I'm going to draw one arrow.
Oh, don't wait. How many of these shots have you got?
How much do arrows cost?
Worth,
about a gold piece for 20.
Worked out in cubic
gold
feet
for 20.
If you, if you do like 40,000? $50 or something ridiculous.
17.
Yes, an arrow drops off the wall.
Woohoo!
You should have paid him 40,000.
I made an arrow.
Highly inefficient.
Box the mark to 40,000 arrows.
Yeah. Of killing Sharpie Sharpness.
Can't make magic arrows. Make
I just said the word sharp, not the magic one.
Masterwork. 40,000 masterwork arrows.
Yeah. Of the gods.
A sign saying 40,000 masterwork arrows fall off the wall.
That would be what happened.
It's a box.
Empty box with arrows
written on the side.
A-R-R-E-R-S.
Arrows.
It's a set of darts.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. Board.
We're loaded up. They're tooled up. We know the names. We don't know what level they are, but we assume they're not too bad if they've been captured there.
They get torture experience.
Yes, they do.
Over the course of several years.
The 25th level.
8th level.
Well, it's got to be pretty darn high to have been caught in that area. Unless they're
or
really...
Or not,
depending on... Well, they've got to have sliver off the corner or something to jam in the bed.
They've got to have got there in the first place, so unless the demon alarmingly caught them somewhere else.
Maybe they just sucked and their friends carried them, then their friends died and they were taken prisoner.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you sure?
It's unusual, though.
The friends carried them.
Most parts of the group at the same time.
Okay, in the bag of holding.
Yes,
no. We explored the rest of this area.
North and east?
No, south.
South?
We took the corner.
North and east is where you are.
I meant the other north and east. North and west.
I go back down south.
You south. Head south. We go through this gaggle of corridors.
We're depressed now.
Are we going to come across the bloody gnolls again, aren't we?
You are, yes. I believe they live in this area you've been passed through.
Hello, Bragdor. Hi, how you doing?
We're not going all the way back to Bragdor.
Yes, you
arrive. It's been 9 months since we've seen him.
You arrive at the door here, which is re-entering the gnoll area.
Mm-hmm.
Are you passing straight through without words with the gnoll?
Well, we don't know about the gnolls.
Yes, you don't do.
Oh, we do.
Gnolls. The gnolls kind of look at you. They look and recognise you two, but not you two.
All right, let's go and have a word with the gnoll. We says we're going to take you to a gnoll.
Extreme Makeover, Dungeon Edition.
Yeah, let's go and have a word with the gnoll king, because I know the gnoll king, so you can get some stuff.
The gnoll king. No one can speak to the gnoll king.
Oh, can no one speak to the gnoll king?
We're buggered.
No, I know they're not. Gnolls. Do you speak?
We
Common,
Draconian,
Terran.
Actually, you talk to it through Rutul.
Rutul! Oh, he's dead.
You killed him.
He's dead, yes. I wonder how he died.
I eye them warily.
They look evil to me.
Can anyone speak with Gnoll at all?
I think my mace can.
The Gnolls,
I recommend killing them all.
The Gnolls see these two and back away and let them through.
Yeah, alright, let's go to the Gnoll King.
The Gnolls seem scared of these two.
We have an arrangement made by your predecessor.
Sort of back away and let them through their guards.
Oh, so, you're on the Gnoll side, eh?
I would take that up with the recently deceased Bastion of Torm, who made a pact on the party's behalf with the fiendish Gnoll King.
You don't know he was fiendish.
Well, he looked pretty fiendy.
The evil Gnoll, you wouldn't call him evil.
The evil Gnoll King.
He's a Gnoll, it's probably a fairly safe bet he's evil.
True.
We should cleanse him. Cleanse the dungeon of
his
presence.
Well, we're going to finish our pact with the Gnoll King, the Bastion of Torm, the goodly Bastion, saintly Bastion of Torm, arranged.
Are you heading back to see the Gnoll King, or are you ignoring all the Gnolls?
What was his arrangement?
Let's go and do the arrangement.
Well, first I've heard
The arrangement was that Bastion agreed that we should go and defeat the giants for the Null King.
What we killed
them.
You seem to have done those.
Yes, so now we shall go and tell the Null King that we have defeated the giants.
And what was to be your reward?
Bastion didn't mention that bit.
Oh.
Well, it didn't seem to be big on rewards. Bastion.
No. He was not.
He was wearing like a loincloth.
Jail of Bastions.
And he had a stick. I don't think he really wanted much stuff.
Possibly not. Yeah. I mean, why would be making arrangements with these creatures in the first place?
I thought it was strange.
Perhaps
he planned
to lure it into a false sense of security, then slay the evil beast.
It is quite obvious you have met Bastion.
Perhaps we should just do that now.
Besides his corpse.
Yes, let's go and slay the evil beast. It
shouldn't
take long.
We're going to see the Null King. Chumpy, chumpy, chumpy. Hello. Harumph goes the GM. Hello, Null King.
Are they like no challenge whatsoever to us? Or are they like, are they enough of them to kill us? Potentially, if we...
Hey, we completed the bargain that we... Well, Bastion set up. It's him who got us into the situation.
Yeah, how are you going to tell him?
Oh, we'll work it out with sign language.
Through the media.
The media of Mets.
What's
this is what happened to the giants.
Here's a bit of them. Look, we've got some of their stuff.
Right, you return to Null King's chamber. Yeah. He's sitting upon his throne.
Right, we approach.
Down.
Respectfully, evil, but not quite respectfully. You know,
he's a bad man.
We don't just kind of prance up. We kind of walk solemnly forward.
We carefully position ourselves so we can spring an attack and slay him
from either side.
I'm trying to find him, actually.
I've tumbled past him. Stab him in the back of the neck.
Tumbelina.
Western Knoll Mustering Room. That's not it.
We killed Mushroom Knolls on our way in as well, didn't we?
Yeah. I was killed a number of Knolls. Merely a racial misunderstanding.
Yes, he's here. Here he is.
A misunderstanding. Had we known the head of the year.
We've always cleansed this part of the dungeon of this evil one.
Oh no. Take it with Bastion. Oh, he's dead.
The Knoll looks up.
Hello.
His muscles ripple. Ooh. His red eyes look at you.
Giants. 3. Tall. Much wobble. Dead. There we go.
You just told him you're going to kill him.
big giants. Bang, 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 bang. Black. And then we pull out some of the giant stuff and go, dead. We have their stuff. There we go.
He growls.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Darek. Good. Yeah.
I thought he was reaching for my leg then, but oh no, not that kind of ring.
He opens a chest next to him.
You could say he's like hairy man.
Quite that.
Ooh, he opens the chest. Okay. He opens the chest.
Pulls his heart out.
Big ass.
He reaches in, you hear the sound of gold.
Chink, chink, jingling. Chink, chink.
I know that sound. I know that. That's gold, guys.
Just to leave the illusion. That's nice.
That's gold,
that might not be
that's
real.
Gold. That's no use to us at all.
He pulls out a sort of little pot with a lid on top.
Ooh.
He closes his chest.
Some soup.
And he hands it to you.
I look at him and I hang him and bow my head like that. Thank you. We have a pot. In the memory of Bastion of Torm, I name this.
Well, you could crumble him up and put it in. Put it in there.
This is Bastion's pot, as it shall be known.
Yes, but what's in the pot?
Bastion's pot.
Let's all sit and smoke Bastion's pot.
I don't know, and frankly, I don't care, but we have fulfilled the bargain that Bastion of Torm made.
Does that mean now we can kill him now?
I think... What am I saying?
I really don't like gnolls. They smell bad.
We're leaving now.
There's two of us that want to kill them. And one of us who doesn't care.
And Balalab for a change, yet you just want to...
And you have fulfilled the lesser of his promise.
We
so,
have indeed.
Nackum.
We need to have a fight. We need to have a fight.
I much prefer Theron.
Yeah, I mean, I do, actually. You know, he has some good points. I can't stand up.
No, we can't kill. Yes, we can. It's quite easy, look.
Kill.
Whoops.
Rusilla and Tarandrella are sort of looking nervously at each other.
Oh.
You'll be fine. And I step up to the doll.
Yeah, yeah. If you're staying anywhere near his throne, he stands up.
Well, I assume, he's just
picked up his pot.
He bent down to hand it to him.
I've picked it up and backed away.
How high is this throne?
It's only one dais step up, but you know. You'd have had to lean forward, and he's quite a big beastie.
Oh, okay.
He's not really large, or is he? He's medium sized. He leaned forward to hand it to him.
Okay.
So I just tumble past and smack him on the back of the head.
Are you attacking him?
Yeah.
Let me find out what else is in here.
There are
four other gnolls in this gym.
They're all scary. I say, what are you doing?
My mace, run up and smack him.
Alright, we'll have initiative.
Bastion made an agreement with these creatures for good and ill.
Initiative to combat.
17.
But that agreement has been fulfilled.
Write me down. Receive your reward. Write me down, Garrick.
I'm surrounded by a bunch of lawyers.
Write me down.
Yes, you are.
Write me down, Garrick. Just Noll and Noll Lieutenant, please. Garrick's going on...
2.
Yes, 2, but I need to add his initiative. An 8.
Ooh, he's slow.
Nolls are going on...
A lot.
19. Noll Lieutenant is only going on...
Medium.
12.
23.
Didn't he get a round of surprise as we spontaneously spring into attack?
No.
Why?
He was very suspicious of you two.
They don't understand us.
He does.
They do.
They does, but he does.
So he'll have known that I said no.
Sorry, 17 is
well, yes, but he knows you're going to attack him. He's not an idiot.
I'm not attacking. Yeah.
Roll for initiative anyway. So
roll for initiative. Initiative is 20 for Balazan.
There are the two gnolls either side of him and two by the door. So you know. Right, what are you doing? Who goes first?
Well, I assume we start it, will
you? He knows you're going to attack, so start at the top. They gnolls don't get to go until you've started. Not this round, if that makes sense.
Okay, that'll be...
Is it him?
Well, technically, it's failing.
Failing goes first.
Oh. Failing then.
It's failing to...
Oh, what do you mean you two are attacking?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll start your initiative then.
17.
Go on then.
So, that'll be 17. I'll be slightly ahead of you, won't I? I think I've got a
first. Yes, you have.
I'll smack him till he dies.
You got it. Go for it. He's standing now, by the way. But yes, go on.
How far away? Because I was trying to work a bit closer to him.
Well, if you can run at him, that's fine. There's a knoll either side of him as well, just so you know.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Two attacks or one?
Depends
on how far I have to move.
Yeah, you're going to have to move.
Alright.
One.
I'll charge you then.
Okay.
That's, 29?
Little hit, surprisingly.
Whoa. Oh, dear.
3.
Yep. He loves you very much. He loves you long time. Oh, I need...
We haven't rested yet, so we should, that'll still be... Mage Arm will still be up.
Yeah, Mage Arm is still up.
We've got rules for these two. Priscilla's on 3. Tarangrella's on 19. But she isn't going to attack this round yet. Not sure what your plans is. She's going to analyse how you fight.
Ooh. We hit them till they die.
simple play.
Pretty nice. The wonders of her not having magic.
How the heck is it Balazar's arguing for Bastion's bloody deals? It's just, what the heck?
Mm-hmm. Hello. Couldn't tell it.
Well, you know.
Okay.
Right.
I hit him.
You do.
Well, which one's closer to me?
I do have a sense of honour.
There's three of them pretty much in a line. There's one on the throne and one either side of it. And there's two by the door.
So the one that's not on the throne is close to me?
Yeah, probably.
I will try and get that out of the way first, then.
Right. There's one normal gnoll and one lieutenant.
Would I have to move much to get to that one?
Probably not so much. Maybe a 5-foot step to get
there. There we go.
Either
I'll step and smack him twice.
Hang on. 50%. Low chance it's the gnoll, high chance the lieutenant on that side. It's the gnoll, normal gnoll.
Okay. 20.
Not surprisingly, we'll hit a normal gnoll.
11.
It will not hit the normal knoll.
That's only 8 damage.
Ouch. Yep. Who's next?
Noll Lieutenant.
He steps slightly forward and smacks you, who's attacking his boss. He swings his warhammer back behind his head and has a go. Sadly, he only gets one attack. Poor man.
So how'd he make lieutenant?
Yes, left-turned.
You have a small pool to work from?
Very terrible. He swings and only gets a 13.
Dink!
Swing and a miss.
Yep.
Ha-ha!
Only a knoll.
Strike one.
Him.
He goes to hit him with his... not a great axe. He's using a club. Even he's not that good. In fact, he's quite shit.
In fact, he can hear the chopper landing to pick him up.
26.
That'll do it.
In fact, are these cows Knievel by any chance?
One maybe. Yeah, one definitely is.
How about the other ones?
I think gnolls generally are, aren't they?
Look. Have we got our holy weapons up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we've been through again.
20.
Oh, it doesn't work like that, does it?
12 points of damage.
12? But I've not been with the party.
That's a lot. 12 points of damage. Smash you with 12.
Oh, but we've rested, so it doesn't matter.
Oh! We've rested my friends, because it's having a dirk.
Sorry.
We've worn off by now.
That wouldn't.
What does it need to hit you?
5 days.
What does it we've rested for 4 days.
14.
40? What?
Will that hit you?
No.
Okay, just checking. Didn't think it would, but I was just checking.
23 to hit me.
Okay. And me.
Where's that? I'm staying at the back then.
Right. Oh, take an additional 2 points of damage. Oh, hang on, hang on. Yes, he does.
Save versus death.
Sorry. You're an elf.
Okay.
You're his favourite enemy.
Favourite. He likes beating tits out of elves.
Mm. Who's next?
Drusilla.
Drusilla. She runs at one of the gnolls by the door.
Yeah! She cuts it in two with a single
sword.
Yeah. 15 years held as a prisoner. She's got a lot of rage to work out.
She
gets
10 misses.
Failing.
Yay.
She flails ineffectively, forgetting she has a knife.
She runs over and dresses and waits to be whipped.
Ah, conditioning.
Yeah, Pavlov the elves.
29.
That'll hit. What are you attacking? There are two elves by the door.
Elves?
Elves, you can attack the elves if you want.
There are two gnolls by the door.
Whatever's closest to me.
Well, what's that then?
See, this is what happens when we don't have the miniatures.
Yeah. Shut up the miniatures, eh?
Told you.
God, they whine like women. Use your imaginations.
It hurts.
I'm hitting...
The rules don't allow us to use our imagination.
That's why there's so many fucking rules.
The king one.
Yeah, okay. And running the other side. If you run on the other side, you'll be near the lieutenant as well. Lieutenant?
Yes.
Lieutenant.
29 will hit him.
For anyone in America, that's lieutenant.
Which is 18. Technically correct.
Damage.
In their favour this time.
Second hit.
You've moved in, you only get one.
Okay. 29 then.
Yep. You can backstab this fucker.
Six.
Not with the throne behind him.
Six
damage.
Get on the throne.
Get on the throne.
By killing someone on the throne.
Who's next?
Balazar.
Well, you are forced by hand against Bastion's agreement.
And so I'm all the pine.
So I must.
You're all evil.
So I must reluctantly use my great arcane powers on the Gnoll King.
Magic missile.
No, I think I'll just do Scorching Ray, 8d6.
Make me roll.
Isn't that melee?
Yeah, you're melee.
It's a range touch.
It's a range touch.
Okay.
So you need to roll a range.
Roll d20. Add lots of bonuses.
18 plus.
Fine. Yeah.
And you need to roll again. 3 second strike.
Okay. 8 plus sign. Right, okay. 4.
He's took his AC being 12.
Not bad, actually.
Perhaps my touch AC is 23.
You might be able to catch a touch spell. Cast it.
Well, it's now. It's usually 19. It's only because I've got Mage Hammer cast on me.
That's 12, 17,
18, 20, 22.
There isn't 23. 3, I believe.
Very nice. Ouch, he says.
Isn't he fiendish, though?
Oh, yes.
Fire.
Does he have fire resistance?
Is that part of the fiendish?
Yeah, possibly. It's part of the fiendish template, isn't it?
No, it's fire resistance 5, I presume.
I think it is 5. So it's
2 rays, so...
2 rays at 10.
That's 25 in total.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
Him, I think.
Depends what Tarandrella's... of Dex is.
Maybe look now, aren't you?
Her Dex is 13.
It's probably about the same as the gnolls, actually.
Yeah, she'll go first. Yeah. She shoots one of the gnolls by the door.
And hits?
No. Crits on 19, I believe. No. Oh, no. What's the damage?
D8.
Shame crits times 3 on it. Oh,
Jesus. Woohoo!
And mighty.
The mighty one.
The mighty one.
It is the mighty one!
If she does.
She get her eye back in.
The gnolls.
By the door. Two by the door. One by the door charges Tarandrella. One by the door fights Priscilla. One by the door hits Tarandrella for what they're using. Great axes.
Jesus.
Set D12. That's 4.
This is where I have to raise dead.
That's a 3.
Doesn't count on
4. The 3 doesn't count. I'll take the 9 instead then.
Okay. Oh,
got to be 13 on Tarandrella. She goes out.
I've rolled all my dice on the floor.
And Drusilla, she misses Drusilla on 2. Who's next?
Oh, the other knoll.
The one that you were fighting.
Yeah.
Goes for you.
Good luck.
Good luck. 13.
No.
Who's next?
Me. Sorry, Bill Brynn.
Bill Brynn. Brave, brave.
I can't believe you're fighting gnolls at so much lower level than you.
Seems so pointless.
60 on the gnoll king.
We'll miss him.
Oh well. 70.
We'll miss him.
Charge!
Jesus.
Oh! Seven. We'll miss him.
He so, much for your, flashy web of death.
Yeah, I always thought that gnolls should get an additional bite attack because they've got the huge long muzzles going on.
They have to concentrate on the weapons.
Yes, but not smack at the end of their nose off with them.
Yeah. See ball, run!
Who's next?
Me.
Go on.
My first hit on the gnoll, 22.
Ooh, it surprisingly hit a normal man.
I want a proper fighter.
13 damage.
You froze to the ground.
And I 5 foot step and hit the king.
Mm. You loud?
Yep.
Oh, natural 20!
No. I've got my second attack.
Oh, of course.
Natural 20!
16.
Misses.
Oh,
so I
just hits.
Never mind.
Oh dear.
6 damage.
I want to make my fists keen.
Isn't that just punch through the skull?
No lieutenant.
Enemy goes for the nice squidgy looking. He's a very fast monk.
Monkey.
We're going to be lucky. Oh yes. 16.
I'm afraid just miss.
Yeah.
By 7.
Who's next?
Of course, the Gnoll King's wearing the scale, isn't he?
He is.
He is. The Gnoll King.
Yeah.
He goes for. Ooh, me, miney. He low, high. Look, no, goes for the cleric.
The shiny armor.
The spellcaster. 28. And 11.
Tink.
Hey, Tink, over here.
11 damage. Bats you with his club. Big grip will like this guy's
big club.
Yeah, it's a great club.
That's not great. Great axe is better.
Pretty great. It's pretty great. Who's next?
Priscilla.
Queen of Darkness. She hits. Respectable. What's she got?
D8. Oh no, it's D6. So I have to give me the other one.
Nice.
Plus a massive strength bonus of plus 8.
Sadly, the strength bonus is only just 1.
Oh, that's still 3.
Yes.
Then it's failing.
Hit, the big, scary dog. I'll just throw back. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Go on, you. You do enough over there.
No, I'm really
uncomfortable. Oh.
23.
That'll hit.
Is it my second hit?
Yeah, do we roll?
22.
That'll hit too.
2 hits from the halfling.
Oh, the monk must die of shame.
I guess elves could die of shame.
I must ritually take my life in atonement.
8.
8.
With your current performance, you'd find that difficult.
Am I what?
I'm trying to kill myself, inadvertently take out four gnolls.
See, I only did Merciful because of Bastion. Bastion's not here anymore.
Even though it adds shit.
Well, the Merciful's quite handy, it adds an extra d6.
Yeah.
And then once it's unconscious, you can slit its throat.
That's why you use Merciful. Down, yeah, it's definitely there somewhere. That's why Merciful's just better.
I'll do that next time, sorry.
Who's next?
Bowser.
Magic missile noises.
Yes. You should recognize them.
They go.
Damn spell.
And.
It hits. It automatically hits. Yes.
One. Do God. 2, 5, 8. 13 points to King O.
I thought you got 5.
I did.
You're old 4.
Oh, okay. And another 2. 15 points to King Nod.
That's another 3. Oh, did
you have it? No, it's already been added. So it's just
already added.
Yes. Who's next?
Releasing
so many bloody fireballs.
Tarantella?
Magic missile.
Tarantella shoots the other one by. Oh, she doesn't. She draws a knife and tries to stab it. As she's in combat with it. Mm-hmm.
Stabs it in the eye. She misses
on 2.
And the Nulls.
The Nulls, one on Drusilla, misses, one on Tarandrella. May hit a shooting armor. Hits.
Smoke
it. Did you have a hit last time?
Oh, well, your hand, cunning. 3.
12. Great axes are ace.
Sneakers
have got hit last time.
Ouch.
5, 3.
I'm sure they've got some hit points.
Like a ranger.
Feeling tired.
Yep. Who's next? The other gnoll. Goes on, goes on the target it can hit, I think.
The other
one. Oh, you killed it, didn't you? Yeah, sorry. Who's next?
Wolverine.
Don't embarrass us now, Elf.
I'm shame.
22.
Will hit.
20
will hit.
And 20
will hit.
A good recovery from the monk.
You should put it down here.
8. 8. And
3. 19.
He's down.
Right, then me.
Mm-hmm.
I charge the one on Drusilla.
Yep.
No, not Drusilla. Tarandrella.
Mm-hmm.
One's been hit. 24.
That'll hit.
And shit, even.
Got an extra punch.
8.
Pretty good.
What's left?
There's one on Drusilla, one on Tarandrella, and the lieutenant who's trying to fight you.
And they demoralised the death of their lord.
Was the lieutenant attacking you as well? Oh no, he was attacking the halfling.
Yeah.
I'll stop using magic at this point.
The king is dead.
The lieutenant?
Lieutenant goes for you again.
I'll just fire into melee.
Natural
20.
Oh dear.
And?
Ha ha. Well, I hit though, didn't I? Yeah. I hit. She's better than I have been doing. It's a shame, it's times 3 crit.
Ooh, 11.
Respectable. Crack with a warhammer.
Duke.
Oh, ooh. 25 off maximum now.
Hey, we're whittling you away.
The Null King is dead. Long live
Null. Yes!
Long live the Null King.
Drusilla.
Drusilla has a go at hers.
Does her d6 go on damage then, if I'm merciful?
She hits, respectably. Yeah. What did he say she was doing, d6?
She's on the short side, isn't she?
Yes, yeah, d6. It's another 5. Yep.
Then it's failing.
Go.
I'm being merciful this time.
On the left hand.
Yeah, 19 plus...
It'll do. It'll do.
You need to roll 19 plus.
Oh, is it 19? Oh, is it critical?
Yeah.
Crit threat.
5.
Oh.
Add.
Critical.
Eh?
No. What's your bonus?
5 plus X.
13
nine.
Plus 19 plus 5.
No. 13 plus 5. 18.
That hits.
You critical.
You've criticaled.
Oh, you critted on 5. That's impressive.
So what's the short sword crit times 2?
Yeah. So roll your standard damage, which is your d4 plus 1.
What about my d6 numbers?
Yeah, just roll your standard damage twice.
2, 4.
And then add a d6.
6 plus a d6.
My D6s are all over there.
Oh, sorry, darling.
It's my pile of hoary death that I did that. Is that your purple?
That's for your flame strike.
All mine. I'm just doing one.
Alizard in his bullet time with him.
Six.
12. First time he's been hit.
Oh.
Well, I've been concentrating on the king.
You have? Because this guy's useless.
The king is dead. Next.
Is the king dead?
Yes.
Balazar?
Killed him.
Oh, I've got loads of these, sod it. Let's let off some towards the lieutenant.
Would that be fireball? What?
Ah, magic missile.
Here we go. That's 2. That's 4. That's 7. That's 11. That's 13. 18 points to the lieutenant.
Ouch, he says.
You hear the rest of the Knoll encampment running in terror at the death of their king. The place sounds very empty. Come back!
Tarandrella.
She goes to stab it. And hits on a 19. Ooh, it's a pretty threat for a dagger.
No.
Mm-hmm. And she hits it.
Excellent. Yeah. Critical.
Times two crits. D4s.
Nice.
Seven.
Stab.
Oh, it falls to the ground.
A duke!
She stabs it.
And it's only there. The one on Drusilla left, which attacks mainly.
Morale check?
It attacks.
It has no morale. It misses.
Right. Then it would be Wilburin.
And I'm on with the lieutenant. Lieutenant.
Natural 20!
Natural 20.
Oh.
14.
Nope.
Just to hit then. At 6.
Good for me, yep.
That'll be a miss. And that's 20.
That'll hit.
That's 9.
He dies. Well, falls down.
Duke! Ah, oh, sleepy time for Lieutenant Noel.
I charge the Noel under, sir.
Okay.
What do you mean, fear?
22.
You were doing 11?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And 9 damage.
It He's adding over. More than me.
What? How is this?
He's oh, you've got...
Because I've got the strength.
Yeah, shiny strength.
I do believe.
Yeah, whereas I've got the dex and the wisdom.
Strength and wisdom.
Yeah. You're the strong and wise. Yeah. He's the fast and wise.
Fast and wise.
That's okay. Everybody dead, isn't it?
Yes, they're all dead.
But you should have said, I do have weapon finesse, so I am
actually... The Knolls outside the throne room hastily packing and leaving in the car.
Come back! Come back!
They have all left because they are wearing your challenge rating. And there is no way that they are making you fight. Challenge rating 2 Knoll fighters until the cows come home.
XP, it's low, but it's consistent. Keep going, Moe.
Challenge rating 2, what are you going to get from them?
You have time to breed as well.
No. Not a lot.
Still XP.
I didn't think there were that many left.
What?
Unless they've been rapidly breeding since we've been away. They're just
10 days. There's little cells with them in. This room's quite full of them.
Now they're like, we're getting out of here.
We rob the king.
Yeah. We recommend they go to Region G.
We strip his armour and give it to the unarmoured tarantula.
Oh, I remembered what I knew the name from.
What?
Tarandella is a dance.
Alright.
Tarantella even is a dance.
It's a spider dance from the medieval period.
The play by Ibsen called The Doll's House.
Oh, very good.
It's actually a real dance
from
Right, yes.
Italian, I believe.
Yep. Nora,
that's it. We rob his stuff, which is worth shag all the worse.
Right, he has a scale mail suit of armour.
I've got a tarantula.
Great club.
Am I right in the same?
Yeah, some kind of potion. Three kinds of potions.
And a pot. Bastion's pot.
Okay, we've got the pot. Scale mail.
Scale mail.
Was going to Tarandrella, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Ooh, she puts that on. She's dead happy because it's magic.
You're
kidding.
Super light.
Ooh.
It's really good.
Okay.
Puts it
next.
On.
Next.
That's the way we treat all our NPCs until they die.
Next.
Club. Great club.
Can someone look for
which
magic
one can she wield it? Which one can wield it?
Set magic.
Drusilla can wield it.
She might as well have it.
Tarandrella swaps armour with Drusilla.
Oh yeah.
So So is Drusilla having the club?
Drusilla's the fighter.
Drusilla's having got scale
mail.
And yes. A great club.
And a great club.
Detect magic on her.
She's not a great axe.
You don't need to think use it, do you?
Is she a fighter?
Yes.
She's got scale mail.
Cool.
Drusilla.
Drusilla.
Yeah, well, we did, but there we go.
Yeah, Tarandrel's a ranger. She's not wearing leather.
Is the great club magic?
Yes.
Okay.
You can tell by the way it's not glowing.
Okay. Not glowing.
No one's looked at magic.
I have, I just said that. Detect magic three times.
The scale mail, the great club,
room.
All three of the potions. Excuse me, four of the potions. You're in room C37.
What potions are there?
What? Well, there's two blue ones, a black one, and a pink one. Make it a brown one, not a pink one.
And I know what the pink one is. So the brown one, you...
It's a potion of bark skin, plus two.
Lovely. Okay. I'm going to write that one down.
Also magical on the lieutenant is the shield he was using, and he also has a potion, which
magic.
Is red.
Magic.
There we go.
Red.
What, magic a red shield potion? And...
The pot he gave you was also magical.
Sorry,
a red potion, a red potion, and a heavy steel shield, both of which are magical.
Can you try and identify the potions with whatever Steve was using?
Alchemy.
No, spellcraft.
Spellcraft, yeah.
25.
Spellcraft DC 25.
Oh, God. My spellcraft.
It should be maxed out in spellcraft. I only just failed.
Down. I've only got plus 18. That's okay.
You need a 7 or better.
Okay.
I only needed 6 or better. Yeah, well, you're a shiny priest of Mistra.
16. That's one of them. You can know that you have a potion of invisibility to undead.
Fantastic.
And one more.
Which one was that?
The
black
level. One.
Black.
Is that total?
Hey, what?
You rolled
the black one. 29
is the black one.
You made it by one.
Bastion's
I cannot
hot.
Listen to four people at once.
Sorry.
Now, tell me what potion the invisibility one is.
The black one.
Well, you just told me it was the red one.
No, I told you also have a red one.
Well, that's why I asked, what is the red one?
He hasn't ID'd it yet.
He has, he made the roll.
That's a potion of bull's strength. And you also have two blue ones.
And the bite, the pot.
We have two blue ones. Two blue ones.
Alright, okay.
But we know what one of them is.
They look very similar. They come in a pack. They're cure light.
Cure light. Lovely.
And the pot.
Else?
No, just the pot.
Yes.
Pot's a magical item.
It's
not
being an
item.
What?
You've got a pot that he gave him.
Bastion's pot.
It's some random magic item we don't know.
What's in the pot? You open the pot?
Yes.
All the evils in the world escaped from the pot.
Oh, God.
Somewhere.
I just need to look up what it looks like, so I give it a correct description, not to offend those who must have the correct description of things.
It looks like a pot.
Yes.
Alright, demon.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's in miscellaneous magical items. Miscellaneous magical items.
I had to kill 3 giants with that pot.
You did, yeah, best be good.
Or and Bastion died.
Or 6 gnolls. Well done.
Yeah.
5 gnolls.
Yeah, well,
I suspect it may have been slightly easier to kill
when Bastion comes back, if he ever comes back, you take it up with him.
You said that you had an agreement with him to kill the giants. You killed
no,
the giants.
Bastion had an agreement and we were all going...
It is a smooth white cream in the pot.
Lovely.
Smooth white cream.
Yes,
it's a pot of cold cream.
It's a pot of cold cream.
Your contract had been fulfilled, therefore we were no longer obliged to them, so we
you are so
we
not
we
Bastion.
Them because they're evil.
Yes.
Obviously.
We suspected that much, but Bastion seemed blind to this fact.
Seems strange with him.
Yes.
The follower of Torm.
We have our suspicions.
There must have been ulterior motives behind it.
Well, he's dead, so unless Mystery is mates with Torm. Who knows?
Perhaps he was trying to make up for the wholesale slaughter in the corridor outside.
Of evil things!
Evil things!
So,
this party now is much more amenable.
Who's next? What's next?
Death of Gnolls.
11 o'clock.
Do you want to stop?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Like
sorry, should we rest up in the Gnoll King's room then?
Yes, it's completely free of gnolls now.
It's not
off,
free.
They've run off back to Area A. Yes.
Now they're
the
free.
Exit.
The swines! Oh, look, just on the inside, to the left.
Yes, they found the exit long ago. They just quite liked it.
In here. Yeah, they knew where out was. So there's only one area of this dungeon you must now do.
It goes up there. I don't know what that's in.
You must increase your dungeon knowledge.
Yes, you must. What is in there?
Muriel, apparently.
Here goes the division of experience by...
But it doesn't really matter right now.
Six.
Don't pass the Angerba.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. New characters.
With names.
Sorry.
You shall not be named. No, I don't want to hear it. Nope, you have no name.
You shall be named Minion 1.
But unfortunately, we found out their names. Shame.
Yeah, actually, their names are Elvish for Minion 1 and Minion 2. You probably don't know that, even though you know Elvish. It's an obscure dialect.
Could it be Filet and Minion?
Yes. Right. Challenge rating 8. Wide-mouthed pit trap.
Why am I stuck? 1800.
Can't get many of them around here.
7. 7. Mimic.
1350.
8 for the flame strike trap, 1800. Garrick, the Knoll Kiln King, 1800, believe it or not.
Oh.
Knolls, challenge rating 2.
225.
Wow. Time so 3 of those, 675. Nerkna, challenge rating 3.
Just with name.
38.
That is all. Calculating?
Seven, six.
Don't
even
all
get
together.
Any extra
being
by
good.
6. Not all of it.
Oh. Hang on. Minus.
Oh, fuck.
Just the nulls.
7763, did I say?
Don't know. Add up.
Yeah. Sorry, I put
1,800. 1,800. 1,350. And divide that by 4.
1,237.5.
Right. 1,238. Now add 1,800.
What, add that to that?
No.
Clear up. A separate calc.
Add this up. 1,800. Mm-hmm. 675. 338.
Hang on. 338. Yep.
And divide that by 6.
Four, six, eight.
And then divide that by 2.
2, 3, 4.
Thank you. Yeah. Wow, they did well, didn't they? They're dead happy to be joined with your party.
They like it. Everyone likes being with us.
So we're on 38,584.
38,584.
And what's the next one? 40? No, 45. If we'd had them, so we'd add
that Glabrezu. Does that mean we only got like 700 points?
The Glabrezu was challenge rating 13.
Do we only get 700 points or something?
I may have made a slight misaddition.
Should we get 1,000? It doesn't mean that hurt a lot. I was
pretty. Sorry! Yeah, 39.
I thought we got 700 points.
You've got to carry the 1 there, did you?
Yes.
So we were 37,888 before.
Yes, 39,584.
Well done, folks.
What have we got to get to?
45.
Oh, Lord.
It's not that far.
It's another 5,000 pound.
Yeah.
You have characters.
Another 4 or 5 sessions.
La 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 la. Well, no, I think we were... If we hadn't wasted time on the Knolls, if we'd been fighting something that was actually...
It's a reasonable challenge. Demons would be worth it. I think
we're way too low level, I think.
What for?
I think we could take a Vrock.
Yes. See, they're about challenging 7 on that ish.
Yeah. Maybe 2 Vrocks.
To push.
Yeah.
You could take 2 Vrocks, and that's
it. But the average not hoping to help.
See, the thing is, you went in what could be termed the nasty door.
No kidding.
Into that map. There are many other entrances to this map. And you
want to we're going to find one.
See, this area here is pretty isolated.
Yeah.
And whereas the rest are all connected through this.
So we went through the hard ass end
to this whole area here, whereas yours, you went through into this small isolated area of where the bad stuff lives.
You're not kidding. And they all sit quietly on their seats doing nothing all day long.
Well,
they're not the
firecrackers. Well, no. They're infernally patient.
They're infernally
Yeah, they live forever. They've been here a long time.
They're just dead.
They're dead.
Death.
Yes, no, well, it's the sound of lava. It's like really dead.
Oh, oh boy. Yes. Hello, folks. That's another one. Wonderful session.
We've got two more NPCs.
Hooray. Yay. About time I get something to play with. I'll have to... figure out my
some characterization now.
High-pitched elven voices, yes. Ooh, 2 hours 40.
That's not bad.
Bye, folks.
Bye.